All right, what is going on, y'all? It is your man, Gerard Kenneth. Thank you for checking out my podcast, The Supposed to Be Different Podcast. This is episode 58. Yes, I know it's been a minute. Episode 58, it's been about like 2 months. But episode 58, don't check me, right? Episode 58, don't check me. I'm not going to be here before you long. I've been busy. I'm married. I have a four-month-old daughter now, and I am currently in school. I'm getting my Bachelor's of Science degree in audio production. I got some things for my finals for this semester that I have to finish up for a couple of classes, but plan on graduating in September, so I'm looking forward to that and officially getting my very first degree ever in life, man, at 37 years. Getting that. So let's go ahead and get into this. I want to give this disclaimer first. I do not hate women. My wife and I talked about this before, and I was like, I don't hate women. I said, I just hate the lack of accountability that y'all have. Like, it doesn't make any sense. And there tends to be this whole thing of, oh, it's a double standard. Nah, I mean, there are double standards between men and women. It depends on what's going on. But for the most part, majority of men, at least, you know, black men, I'm black, I'm African-American, I'm of the African diaspora, I'm an Israelite, you know, historically, biblically speaking. We have everybody on our head. Everybody. We have the government, we have the church, we have the education system, we have the prison system, we have the music industry, we have all different types of entities on our head about our character and our conduct. But for some weird reason, we don't see that same thing with our sisters. And that's vitally important that we do in order for us to have a healthy relationship amongst ourselves. There was a sister, I don't know her name, but I saw her on Twitter maybe like 2 to 3 weeks ago. She's of Jamaican descent, and she had a space on Twitter. And basically she was like, ladies, we cannot expect men to protect us when we're treating them a certain way, when we're disrespecting them. Why would we expect somebody to protect us when we're disrespecting them? Basically, we're attacking them. We're not even protecting them, but expecting us to receive, like, as if we're obligated for protection when we're not doing the things needed for said protection. And, you know, a lot of the sisters made excuses and, oh, that's because she's hurt. And, you know, and it was like, no, you're right. And me as a man, I'm like, no, you're right. So a lot of women are hurt. But that doesn't negate the fact that you're going to just treat some random person like the dude that hurt you. You know what I'm saying? You like that's okay, because it's not okay, right? It's clearly not. So I don't want you guys to think that I'm on, I feel some type of way, I'm on some type of wave about, you know, I'm not part of the He-Man, Women Haters Club. I love my wife, I love my daughter, I love my mother, I love my sister. You know what I'm saying? My aunties, my cousins, some of my homegirls, I love them. You know, but overall, accountability is accountability is accountability. That's basically what it is. And so essentially, without it being said directly, what's indirectly being said is, don't hold me accountable for my words or my actions, you know, for my character, for my conduct. Don't hold me accountable, but I expect you to do what you need to do when you're in the presence of a person like me, because I'm XYZ. And it's like, well, that doesn't make any sense. So Shay Atkins, shout out to Shay Atkins. If you don't know who Shay Atkins is, I would highly suggest that you get familiar with her. She is a gospel, an R&B artist, a gospel and an R&B artist. She's a singer-songwriter. I heard about her back around like 2010. Shout out to Wado Radio, the CHH movement back then, and still current now. It was different back then. But she had a few songs, right? She was really big on relationships, as am I, concerning the church. And I recently was like, I'm just going to start doing secular music, but still had the underlining tone of biblical references, Christian beliefs or whatnot. That lines up with scripture, right? But she wrote a book about, you know, how to get a man. I think it was actually called How to Get a Man or How to Keep a Man. And she talks about women's character and conduct. And I was like, bro, why aren't people talking about you more often? So I'm going to try to reach out to her. Maybe her and I can do something before the year is out, hopefully. If not, we'll do something at the beginning of the year. But I'm going to reach out to her and see if we can talk about those things, talk about healthy relationships in general. Again, this is not a he-man, woman haters podcast or anything like that. I love women, especially black women. You don't understand. I love my wife, right? She's black. I say black. Just because your parents are from a different country does not mean that you're not black, right? Her father is Belizean or Beliceño. He's Beliceño. Él es Beliceño. Y su mamá es Jamaicana, right? So, but yeah, she's Belizean and she's Jamaican, right? Her mother is from Belize. I mean, her mother is from Jamaica and her dad is from Belize. Like, they were born in those separate countries, born and raised there and grew up later on here in the States or came here by the time they were teenagers or something like that, right? So, but yeah, but my wife is black. She's black just like I'm black. We're kind of culturally different. But we're still black. We're still a part of African diaspora. So I love black women. I really love black women, okay? But Shay Atkins, she made a post. And I'm going to read the post. And then I'm going to read to you what I said. And what the post said, quote, "To you, he's inconsistent. To him, you're not worth the effort." And so that could be a lot of different things, right? It could be the dude, you know, and actually, you know what? Let me get into that. And so what I tell her is that's a tough it's a tough conversation to have, basically. And she said, "Why do you say that?" I said, "In my opinion, it'll make some people examine themselves. Others, it won't because of pride. However, both statements could be true. He's inconsistent." Right? He's inconsistent because to him, she isn't worth the effort. So that's why he's like, she's not worth me bending over backwards. I just told my homeboy, Tony about, well, Justin, excuse me, his last name is Tony. But I told my homeboy, Justin, I just said the same thing. I was like, some women will treat you like dirt and expect you to hit flips and land them like Simone Biles. It's like, nah, I'd rather not and going about my own business, right? But then you have the thought process of, oh, he's weak. He's not man enough to deal with a woman like me. He's like, but I'm like, you are a human being. You're not an animal. I shouldn't have to train you on how you should know how to carry yourself concerning your character and your conduct. Right? But, you know, and this doesn't mean that every woman on the planet, at least black women, are like that. No, that does not mean that at all. I've seen plenty of black women that do not act like that. Not even in the absence of not being rich or not being famous. Like, they are solid. They're solid, right? Even in the face of being hurt, they're not goofy. They're not making excuses. So in any case, I say the real question isn't why he's inconsistent, because that's been answered in the second sentence, right? The second sentence says, what? And I'll go back to it. Sorry, you may hear my daughter because I'm feeding her. To him, you're not worth the effort because he's inconsistent because to him, you're not worth the effort, basically, right? So that's been answered. The real question is, why doesn't he think she's worth the effort? And that could be a plethora of reasons why. And I say that in my comment. I said, that's when it truly becomes a tough question. Dudes can be told about themselves by everyone. A woman can't because of the notion that she's perfect and can't do anything wrong. Essentially, it's the lack of accountability, or there is a lack of accountability and listening to any real sound advice. So basically, a large handful of women don't want to be held accountable for their actions, for their words, for their deeds, for their character, for their conduct, right? And so that leads to them listening to any sound advice from anybody that's going to try to help them, right? Now, I actually said this, but this was dealing with something else on my Facebook. And it was something happening at our church as far as like it being online. And somebody said something about my pastor, and I wasn't here for it, right? But I made a post on my personal post talking about that without talking about it. But, I mean, people just, you know, it hit just differently with other different people. But what I actually said was this. Some folk can be so triggered by God dealing with them that they will twist what you're saying to help into something to destroy. So I'm not going to be here before you long. But in reality, it's a people thing, and it does vary from person to person, right? So there's times I heard, well, men are like this. I'm like, women do the same thing. Well, women are like this. I'm like, men do the same thing. So I'm like, it's not a men or woman thing or man or woman thing. In many cases, it is a people thing. People do these things. The difference in reference to men and women is that we as men are held to a higher standard. Even though it seems that women are like, hold them accountable. They're like, but what about you? When you go hold yourself accountable for dealing, and you know what, and backtracking, that's what the Jamaican sister said. She said, when are we going to hold ourselves accountable to dealing with dudes that we know ain't no good? When? And then she was talking about herself or other women that she know. Like, because some of y'all women, y'all know that these dudes ain't no good. And y'all sit there and watch these chicks go have sex with this dude and get pregnant. When are you going to hold yourself accountable for your poor decision making? When are you going to hold yourself accountable into thinking that you can change this dude that ain't sugar, honey, iced tea? And I mean it like that. The same thing applied with me as a man. I was like, bro, like, here's where I messed up. Right? I wasn't out here in these streets smashing all different chicks and treating them dirty. No, I was the real lovable dude. Loving women through their hurt, through their pain, and still getting treated like trash, right? But here's where I messed up. There's times where I messed up where I didn't listen to what the chick was saying. I remember it was a particular chick I was head over heels over, right? Well, head over heels for. And so I wanted to get with her. I told her, like, yo, I do want to do music with you, but I'm letting you know up front, I actually am interested in getting to know you and hopefully having a relationship with you. Hopefully, excuse me. And I told her that up front, out the gate. And so she's like, well, you know, I'm not ready and da-da-da-da-da. So I was like, all right, cool, I'll fall back. But what I should have did was kept falling back and just stayed away. And just befriended her, right? There's some people that I never dated and I'm friends with now. I'm like real cool with. You know what I'm saying? But I should have took heed to what she was saying. She was still stuck on her baby daddy, now ex-husband, right? And I should never have went forward in pursuing her when she said she was quote unquote ready, because she wasn't. Right? We dated for about like 2 months. The very next month, going into January, she cheated on me. Maybe 2 to 3 months later, she married the dude. 2 to 3 months later after that, she hit me up apologizing about everything. But like 2 to 3 months later after that, I was like, yo, I should not have married this dude. I wonder what would have happened. Now, at this point, I'm like, yo, you need to stay away from me. But I should have made better decisions concerning her out the gate. So I had to hold myself accountable for my poor decision-making in dealing with that chick, right? That does not... Here's the thing. Holding yourself accountable for your decisions does not negate that that other person did you wrong. No, they were wrong for what they did. They were wrong. But what about the decisions that you made that were wrong, that hurt you? You making those decisions hurt you. It doesn't sound like it did, right? Because it's like, you're dismissing what these other people. No, I'm not. Trust me. Trust me. I am not denying, moving away, negating those decisions that other people made that hurt you. Right? I'm not. But what I am doing is saying you need to hold yourself accountable. Because when you hold yourself accountable, you're capable, you're more capable of forgiving yourself for said decisions. Like when I married my ex-wife, for years, I would blame her. Like, it's your fault that I got out the military and got kicked out. It's your, and granted, things transpired because I married her. She made certain decisions that affected me in my military career. That is true. But here's where I, Gerard Kenneth Andrew Arnold, here's where I messed up. I married her. I continued to date her when her father, who was my command sergeant major in the Army over my post in South Korea, was like, I don't want you dating my daughter. Now, traditionally, I was like, all right. I was raised, hey, yo, talk to the parents. Try to get their approval. If they ain't feeling you, you move on. That's what my mama taught me. And I was good at that. Hey, you know what? Your parents ain't feeling me. Let's just call it quits. But for some reason, I didn't. And the reason was is because I thought I had got her pregnant, right? But even before that, my NCOs, my NCOICs, even when I came back to the States and moved to Kentucky, my last duty station there, my NCOIC then, she was like, you don't have to, man. My platoon sergeant was like, Arnold, you don't have to deal with this chick. Oh, but she has a baby. Look, man, you don't have to do this. You don't have to marry her. You don't have to. I had an ex-girlfriend. I had my mother. I had friends. All different type of people telling me, yo, random people telling me, Gerard, you don't have to do this. And I was like, nah, I wanted to be honorable. I was trying to do something honorable, but with somebody that was dishonorable, that didn't understand what honor was. I was trying to do that. And I had my own personal reasons as to why that was the case. But here's the fact. Here's the thing. Okay, mama. Here's the thing. I messed up. And I had to hold myself accountable for my decision making. And it took me years to get to that point. It took me years. Matter of fact, even with the last chick I dated before I met my wife, like, she took money from me. And I was mad. I was like, you know what, Gerard? That's your fault, dog. You knew out the gate something was weird because you called it out. Matter of fact, Gerard, you the one that said, yo, I'm going to stop talking to you because you don't respect my boundaries. When I'm like, yo, as much as I love having sex, I don't want to talk about having sex with somebody yet. Because I know that that's going to lead to something. I know eventually I'm going to smash. Or either we're going to be doing things that are sexual in nature, or I'm just going to outright smash. I knew that. I knew that about myself in dealing with women. I was like, I knew that. And I was like, you don't respect my boundaries and you're talking to me sideways. I'm out. And Shorty was like, that's not fair. Just give me grace. But I was like, nah, you kind of already told me where you were and I should have left her alone. And I didn't. She broke up with me. Cool. But my on my end, I was like, you know, if I keep loving her correctly, she'll come around. No, she won't. Because she didn't want to. And as a matter of fact, she had a quote-unquote mentor that would talk to her about us, and the ex-girlfriend would come back to me and would be like, man, she's always taking your side. And then we would talk, and she was like, yeah, you were right about that. Or, yeah, I was wrong, but there was no apology. There was no correction. She just kept doing what she wanted to do. So even though somebody was checking her, she wasn't even holding her own self accountable. So who knows what was being said about me after we broke up, right? And at this point, who cares? Because I'm married. And for the most part, I'm in a healthy relationship. Like, me and my wife, we argue, we get mad at each other just like anybody else. But we actively work on our marriage. That's an active thing. That's not a passive thing. That's an active thing, right? And we talk about accountability and all this stuff. Right. And so I'll end it like this. If people aren't familiar with Dani Leigh, I liked her music, but she's on some other weird, goofy stuff. So you guys know that she's been dealing with the baby. And I forgot who this other chick was on IG or YouTube. She was talking about the situation. And so before she started talking, I was like, that's Danny Lay's fault. Because I said, I bet you. I told my wife this, and we had an argument about it, oddly enough. I said, I bet you would. Well, it was more like a debate. But I said, I bet you she had people in her ear telling her, don't you mess with these type of niggas, because they ain't about ish. I said, come on. She was Prince's protege. You're Prince's last protege. I know Prince talked to you and said, Danny Lay, you're very pretty. You're a very pretty girl. You know, he doesn't have a Hispanic accent, but I'm trying to emulate the bassy soft tone that's really kind of like saucy a little bit. Danny Lay, you're a very pretty girl. Beautiful and you're talented. But I need you to understand that a lot of men out here, especially in the industry, are going to hurt you, are going to use you, are going to try to do whatever they can just to have sex with you. And I'm pretty sure he said other things for those, those other different other words, right? But I need you to understand that you need to keep yourself, protect yourself. Even if you do decide to have sex, wear protection, do this, do that. But understand that you have a talent and you have a purpose higher than what you think it is. And if you fall victim or fall prey to these other different tropes and different things, you're going to be just like any other woman that we see. And I want you to be careful. And you guys know that he actually had he was married at one point, and he had, his wife had a miscarriage. I had a daughter at one point, but my wife had a miscarriage, and I honestly believe that you could be something similar to my daughter, so I want to treat you as if you're my daughter. I'm going to do my best to lead you and guide you in a particular way in the industry so that you win, so that you succeed and don't fail. And then he died. And so anyways, the girl, that's what I was thinking, like, as far as like the conversation that Prince may have had with Danny Lay. So anyways, the girl said, yo, everybody and they mama on social media told you to leave that nigga, that particular dude, alone. And so, because my wife got upset. She's like, why are you saying that for? Why are you da-da-da-da? I was like, I'm not saying anything wrong. I don't hate women, but accountability is accountability is accountability. And she had people telling her something, and she chose not to listen. That's her fault. I said, that does not negate the fact that the baby was wrong for what he did. The nigga is goofy. His other baby mama is weird, too. Right? I said, but Danny Lay messed up because she didn't listen to sound wisdom. It was sound wisdom. And she chose not to listen to it and didn't want nobody to check her. Did a song about he like yellow bones. It was like, bro, you goofy. Now look at you. Now, but this can apply to both men and women. And so the sister was like, oh no, that's your fault. She literally said the same thing I said verbatim. My wife got real. I looked at my wife too, was like, she didn't even look at me. She got real quiet. I was like, God help her. God help my wife. But I'm understanding that a lot of women aren't accustomed to somebody checking them. A lot of women are more accustomed to somebody validifying their foolishness or their poor decision-making. Oh, girl, it's love. It's no, that nigga ain't good for you. I don't care how you feel. Leave that nigga alone. He ain't good. He ain't gonna be good. He does not want to change, right? And the same thing can apply as far as like men concerning women, because you got some dudes that are like that where they just love, 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 but the woman doesn't want to work on herself or fix herself. So, matter of fact, my homeboy Justin made a post, and essentially the post said this: ladies, dating app tip. If you have heavy or toxic masculine energy in your bio, you will turn men away. You will turn men away, not attract us. It's not cute. Use honey, not vinegar. And him and I, we talked, but for the most part, you saw so many women come out and defend that. But then I'm like, but you want, some of y'all are single and you want a dude? Don't no dude want to date a nigga unless he's, you know, part of LGBTQIA plus community, right? The alphabet committee. Unless he's part of that. But no dude wants to date a dude. No dude wants to marry a dude. We really don't. Trust me. But then you have, or I'm looking at the post and I saw so many women defending it. Well, eventually you got to reveal yourself and you might as well just show them who you are now. I was like, oh, you're talking from a place of hurt and unhealedness and a lack of accountability. And so what I said was, just say that you don't want, just say that you don't want to or don't need to work on your conduct. We won't even touch character. And you wish someone would try to tell you about yourself. Basically, don't hold me accountable for me being me. And then you inserts random excuses, but won't tolerate the energy given whilst expecting something different. Wild. And I think that's the issue nowadays. We don't want to be checked. We don't want to be corrected. But we're going to check and correct somebody else. That is the definition of hypocrisy. I won't even really say there's a double standard. It's just hypocrisy. And a lot of men and a lot of good dudes out there are sick of it. We are tired of it. And we want to be in a healthy relationship. We really do. There's a lot of good men out there that's like, nah, I really want to be in a good relationship. But I'm not going to tolerate this. So if you have, but if women are like, ah, you just hurt, you just this. Yeah, he may have been hurt. Don't treat it like it's a joke. Yeah, he may have been hurt just like you have been hurt. But he had to figure out, what can I do to heal? So he had to examine himself and hold himself accountable for even his decision making, even though he didn't actually do the, he didn't do the other person wrong. What makes you exempt? You're not God. What makes you exempt from holding yourself accountable for your own personal decision making? I'm not adding any music this time because I really want you to listen to what I got to say. All right, so that's it. Thank you for checking out the Supposed to Be Different podcast. This is episode 58. Don't check me. Peace and God bless.